First pack of Shrumis, Mishnah Yud, 10th Mishnah. Ein tomim midavish nigmar melachto, al davish lo nigmar melachto. One cannot take truma from something that was completely processed to something that wasn't fully processed. An example of this is grain, the gemar melacha of grain. There's different gemar melachas halachically that render it fully processed. It's not just what companies would call it fully processed. And in the case of grain is when they make a pile out of it and they smooth out the pile, that's called, that was nimlecho. And it's marech bikri. So I'll call upon him, some of the grain already went through this process of nimlecho and the other ones were not yet. You should not take truma from one and the other. And the other hand, also one should not do, that you should not take from produce that did not get to the stage of completely processed gemar melacha and things that did not yet. Not only that, but one should not take a truma from things that were not nigma melachta. But v'di'evet, if he did it, it is truma. Now there's exception to the rule which we saw in Mishnah Dalid by the cases of olives and oil, olive oil or grapes. And wine over there, the truma does not take effect, but for specific reasons. But all other things, like grains, if one was gemar melacha, the other was not, or they're both not gemar melacha, you should not take off truma's maizes. If you did, it does take effect.